It's Sunday, the 8th of March. Where did the rest of the beginning of March go today? It's 10:10 a.m. So I'm all lying in bed this morning. Finally feeling that the evil beast of flu has gone. Beginning to feel a wee bit bright headed. Not light headed, bright headed. Mary is the same. Mary feels much, much better this morning. It seems to have been betwixt yesterday and this morning that things have cleared away. We've still got little bits and pieces, you know, the lingerers of colds and flus, but in general, feeling much, 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 much better. Thank the Lord. Anyway. So it's a grey, breezy morning. It's quite mild. Yesterday, the outside thermometer registered 12 degrees Celsius. That was really mild. I'm not quite sure it is this morning, but it's not 12. But it's nice. Fresh air blowing. Finally able to breathe clearly. Just a wee bit left in the chest, but yesterday, although all phlegm had gone, I had that tickly cough that you can't get rid of all day long. It was wearing me down by the end of the night, the end of the evening. And then this morning, it appears to have gone. So as I look around this morning, I see all my snowdrops are all out, showing their lovely white heads. And some wee lonely ones, ones have obviously seeded. One little flower. And up in the large beech tree, way over to the left, there's a lovely little flock of coloured balloons. Someone's obviously been celebrating something, and there are, as far as I can make out, 7 or 8 clustered together, pink and blue and green and white, and have been trapped way up in the beech tree. Oh, the wind has just suddenly died here, and it looks as if it's changed in the beech tree, because those balloons almost drifted right out into the open air again. Right, okay. We'll keep an eye on those, just out of interest. Not that it's entirely fascinating, of course. So, the worst of the flu and cold has gone for both of us. Mary certainly went through the worst of it with the virus she picked up in, well, we think it's St. John's, way back. But then, she's hardier than I. Woman seemed to be able to endure much harsher and deal with things much better than us feeble macho men. Of course, that was a generalisation. Unfortunately this morning I have the chapped lips. Probably because my system's run down, I have cold sores, my bottom lip. Most annoying, especially when I shaved this morning and completely forgot and caught one of them with the razor. Did bring a tear to the eye. But I understand why they're there. It's just my system's run down. I've been weakened, my energy depleted. That could be a start of a poem. It's really good to be back out here in my garden for a few moments. Moments. It's the new word for March, is moments. But it's really nice to be out here, and I can hear the the grass cutter over there in the park. And the garden's racing on as I look around. Buds, although little, tiny buds at the moment, but buds nonetheless everywhere. Daffodils with their heads swelling. You know, when you get weak like that, and you just feel so useless, so feeble. And you can't be bothered with anything. Can't be bothered. Sometimes even talking. Certainly not motivated to do anything other than think on how unfortunate you are to be burdened with an illness. And kind of, it's almost self-centred, but it's not really self-centred, because when you are ill like that, it's all you could think about, because it's getting you down, it's depressing you, it's getting on top of you, and all that weakens you, and then you go further down the downward spiral. But at the time, you don't appreciate what it's all about. It's basically your body telling you, find a corner somewhere. Preferably below a duvet. I said that to my wife during our worst part of her illness. Wouldn't it be great if the docs could just give you a wee pill and say, there you go. Get into bed, take that, and you're waking up in 10 days' time. It'll all be gone. It'll all be gone, and you'll wake up fit and healthy. It'll come, I've absolutely no doubt. But just haven't got it yet. Excuse me. There you go, there was me talking about. Pardon me. I know what brought that on. Me talking. Yes, using the vocal cords, loosen something. It's lovely to hear that bird song.